This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
This is Tracy Murda with Secrets of Attorney Marketing, and today I have two very special guests with me. I have the co-founder of Apex Chat, Jim Burt, and Kenneth Lee. Apex Chat is an industry leader in live chat services, providing live chat software and service that helps online businesses turn valuable advertising clicks into customers. Thank you so much for joining me today, gentlemen.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Not a problem. We're excited to get this interview underway.
Well, let's just jump right in. And why don't you tell me a little bit about Apex Chat? Just tell me a little bit about the history, what kind of brought the company about, and how you guys work.
Sure. Well, So Apex Chat was founded back in 2008, and our business is to create more leads for our clients. In other words, convert more people that come to the website into leads for the business. So in doing that, we provide a live chat service. We have 150 people. That's all they do is take chats on behalf of our clients. So as I mentioned, our role is to convert more visitors to websites into prospects for the business. So we have, today, we have about 6,000 clients, actually over 6,000 clients, most of which are law firms. We have well over 2,000 law firms we do business with. And those law firms all have the same goal, and that is they want to capture more information about the people that come to their website and convert them into leads for the business. As you probably know, today a lot of people will go to a website and they won't do anything at all. They just leave, and they don't necessarily want to make a phone call to the business. They don't want to fill out a form. So we found that on the other hand, they will chat with someone. We see a 40% increase in the leads that we can supply a business when they add our live chat services to their website.
Wow. Okay, that's huge. So who are your clients typically with, besides the legal firms and things like that?
Well, if you turn on your radio in the morning or you watch TV and you see people advertising, and here in the San Francisco Bay Area, which is where we're headquartered, we have a lot of law firms that we see advertising for mesothelioma. Around this time of year, a lot of tax attorneys will advertise. And then there's always the solar firms, the electrical firms, the heating and air conditioning companies, the carpet companies. So lots of companies that want to come to your home and give you a quote on their services. Every one of those people are very good prospects for us because they're very, obviously they're spending money advertising. So what they want to do is to convert more of those people that come to their website into prospects for their businesses. So in addition to in-home services businesses and attorneys, we have automobile dealerships, we have plastic surgeons, we have some real estate agents. We have a lot of educational businesses. We have pest control businesses and many, many more. In other words, anybody you hear advertising on the radio or television, probably a great prospect for chat.
Well, you talked a little bit already about, why people prefer live chat. I mean, do you think it's just the world that we live in today? I'm totally guilty of it myself. I hate picking up the phone unless I have to. I want to get as much information as possible before I have to dial the phone. Do you think that works in all industries, or is it more specific to things like legal firms and other companies that you work with?
Well, in our business, obviously, we're not experts in every single business that we talk to. So, we're asking a few simple questions and getting the answers to those questions, giving answers to those questions, and then getting the contact information for the visitor back to the firm within a couple of minutes from the time the chat is over. So We can do that very nicely in the industries that I mentioned. However, I mean, chat isn't a good application for a restaurant or a bar or a retail store or even many e-commerce sites where the kinds of questions that people are going to ask of the chat representative are things like, geez, I'm trying to check out and my Visa card doesn't work. Well, yeah, obviously we can't help with things like that. So those businesses that I mentioned to you are, for the most part, really good prospects for us. And the more traffic they have on their site, the better the prospect, because the more they're interested in converting higher numbers of those people that are coming to their website.
And I'd also like to add, I think one of the core reasons why live chat works on a website is that, you know, for attorneys specifically, of course the goal is to get your website visitors to pick up the phone and set up a consultation with the firm, right? But that, in reality, isn't always an easy decision for prospects to do right away. And what live chat does is it gives them another opportunity, another communication channel, if you will, to warm up the prospect with the firm, to kind of engage the dialogue, and then extract and capture the contact information and pass it along to the firm.
Okay. So walk me through the process. I am a prospective client. I'm looking for an attorney. I go to their website. Does the screen pop up? What am I asked? What am I looking for? And how do you sort of, I mean, disarm those that maybe aren't attracted to that initial, you know, pop-up screen, if that's what it looks like?
Yeah, sure. So there are, we call that pop-up screen a proactive invitation. And the proactive invitation, depending on the business, they might want it to be intrusive. By intrusive, I mean there are some sites that have, you know, a pop-up that comes up in the middle of the window and darkens the screen, and you can't do anything until you click yes or no. Most of our clients prefer not to have that style of invitation. They prefer something else that's more subtle. But no matter what it is, it should be animated in some way. Something that grabs the attention of someone coming to the website. So when you put a proactive invitation on a website, it is much more effective than a button that sits there that says, click here for help, because you want to grab the attention of that person visiting the website. If you think about us, your listeners, yourself, and me, I don't know necessarily what makes me, when I do a search and I'm presented with a lot of different options, what makes us choose to start a conversation with website A versus website B? Well, we know this, that if you introduce a proactive invitation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, now this is going on in the middle of the night, weekends, that visitor to the website is much more likely to communicate with your business first over another business that doesn't offer that. I mean, right away they're going to think, well, this is, especially in the middle of the night, this must be a large firm. And obviously, they're very customer service oriented. Here's a nice, friendly person that said, how can I help you? So for all those reasons, when chat gets put on a website, a law firm, and really any business, should expect about a 40% increase. It's a very large number, a 40% increase in the number of leads they're getting from the Internet. Let's remember this, that chat not only occurs on a desktop, but over 40% now of chats that are started come from a mobile device. So whatever you do, you got to have chat available on that mobile device as well, and on desktops, mobile devices, and tablets, all of which, of course, we do.
So once the information gets to the attorneys, what are you finding is the follow-up rate, or if you're able to track that information, of the attorneys actually going through, following up, and the clients materializing?
Well, you know, interesting you asked that question, because you can take law firm A and law firm B. law firm A does things a certain way, and law firm B does things a different way. Law firm A gets 20 leads from us. Law firm B gets 20 leads from us. Law firm A converts a high number of those leads. Law firm B converts a low number of those leads. So it's very important that the firm have a system in place to deal with not only leads that come from chat, but phone calls, emails, any forms, any other method. And a lot of firms don't do really well with that. And that's why there are companies in the marketplace that have various systems to help attorneys manage that. And we integrate with an awful lot of them. So, you know, common firms like Salesforce.com, Infusionsoft, HubSpot are some of the CRM systems. And then there are systems like Needles and Captora, which are specific to the legal industry. So we integrate with all those, and it's really important that we were able to do that.
And I'll also add to what Jim just said. It really comes down to speed, right? If an attorney has a system where they're able to get a lead from live chat or even a phone call or any lead, as Jim mentioned, and they're able to be the first attorney out of, you know, a prospect may contact three different firms and be the first one to set up a consultation, we found our clients, our attorney clients that have that system in place tend to convert a higher percentage of live chat leads we send them.
So who is on the other end of this chat? I'm typing in my information. I'm looking at the website. It pops up. What does that look like? Who am I talking to?
So we have people dedicated to taking chats 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So the people that are answering those chats are our people. And so, you know, you're a common question we get is, well, how do your people know what to say? Are they experts in the legal? Well, the answer to that question is no. They aren't necessarily experts in the legal industry, although we have people that take chats that specialize in personal injury and criminal and bankruptcy. They're still not, legal people. They're not lawyers, and they don't answer legal questions. Let me give you an example of a typical chat for a personal injury attorney. You know, hi, my name is Jim. How may I help you? We get something back. Can you tell me a little bit about what happened? We get something back. When and where did it happen? We get something back. Have you seen a doctor? We get something back. May I have your name and your phone number and your email address? I'm going to send your information over to the firm, and someone will get back to you to set up a free consultation. Typical conversation that takes place with a visitor to a personal injury site. We have similar what we call scripts internally that our agents use to communicate for bankruptcy, for criminal, for immigration, and in other industries as well. We have these scripts, which we alter to fit the specifics of the firm.
Okay. So you mentioned the time frame that these chats are answered in. I mean, right there, I see that as a huge benefit to our listeners, our attorney clients and listeners, who aren't available, don't have that staff on hand to be answering calls after business hours, let alone 24/7. So how do you find, or what have you heard in success stories of clients being able to sort of capture that market that sometimes gets away from them?
Well, let me try to answer that a couple of ways. We talked a little bit about, you know, who answers the chats. So there are really three ways to approach that. If a firm decides they want to have live chat and can tell that and can see that and talk to other people and read various articles, they're going to learn that if they have live chat on their website, they're going to get more leads, period. And 40% is the number we use because that's typically what happens. Some firms prefer to take their own chats. They have legal specialists available. They can obviously answer legal questions. It's their business. So they would prefer to take their own chat. So one way of doing it is to have your own software or whatever product is available and take your own chats. The question then becomes, what do you do off hours if you're taking chats with your own people? So option one that for a firm is take my own chats. Don't do anything off hours. Option two is to use a service like Apex Chat 100% of the time. And so that the firm never has to worry about whether they have operators available or people available to answer chats. Apex Chat takes care of that. And we're better at it typically than the firm. Even though we can't answer specific legal questions, we know how to deal with them and getting the information and getting that back to the firm. But, you know, we don't forget to get a name. We don't forget to get a phone number. We don't forget to ask where it took place. You know, so we've seen a lot of people that take, we get a lot of business from firms that have tried to take their own chats, and they end up missing the chats altogether, or they find out afterwards they didn't get the name of the person. So that's our job. That's what we do. Then we have some clients that use our product to take their own chats during the day and then use us off hours, with the added benefit that if they're logged into the system and they miss a chat, because what also happens, there's a lot of people who don't do this full time. They walk away from the computer. And so perhaps you've seen this. I've seen it. You go in, you start a chat, and no one responds. Or a wheel starts turning, and nothing happens. So with our product, if someone wants to take their own chats, use us off hours, we have our little thing we call a rollover feature. Or if the client doesn't pick up that chat in a certain number of seconds, and we determine that number, then it rolls over to us. So in effect, they'll never miss a chat.
I love that. So,
yeah, we have mostly large firms that do that.
And I'll also add to what Jim just said in terms of taking chats during office hours, and then having some kind of service after the office closes. And the reason why that's critical is that we found out of all the clients we service, we generate leads after office hours up to the tune of 42% of our leads happen after offices close. And so if a firm isn't thinking about what's happening when their office doors close, they're actually missing on a sizable amount of leads that could be generated via live chat.
Absolutely. So where do you see Apex Chat in live chats in general to be in the future, 5, 10, 15 years from now?
Yeah, so before I answer that, let me just tell you a couple of other things that we've done fairly recently to enhance our current service. One of them is we have the ability to connect a visitor by phone to the business while we're chatting with them. Obviously, that's better than telling the visitor someone will get back to them, because then you're into email tag and phone tag, and that's fine. But we have this capability where we can say to the visitor, would you like to speak to somebody right now? And if they say yes, we ask for their phone number, and our system automatically connects them to the business. So we do that for almost 100% of our legal clients. All we need is the phone number and the hours to offer that service, and we set that up. The other thing that we've noticed is that there's a large population that would prefer to text rather than chat with somebody, even on a mobile device. So we just added the capability for a visitor who's coming to a site on their mobile device to actually text us. So on their mobile phone, it goes into text mode versus a chat mode, if you will. So we've just added that. The third thing we've just added, or about to add actually next week, is let's say someone's on a website and they don't start a chat and they're about to leave. We can now detect where their mouse is. If they're on a desktop, they're up near that X on the browser or near the toolbar on a browser, we can introduce what we call an exit pop-up. It says, you know, hey, we see you're about to leave our site. Are you sure there's not anything we can help you with? So that's about to come out. So where we are is we as a company are expanding in a couple of different ways. We're expanding by adding salespeople, but we also sell our products through digital marketing companies whose business is to create websites, push traffic to a website through SEO campaigns, PPC campaigns, etc. So it's a natural partnership for us because we have nothing to do with that. We only come into play once they get to the website and we convert more traffic. So that digital web marketing company looks better to their client. So we have a lot of partnerships. We have over 150 partners that resell our products, many, many in the legal industry. So we're expanding in that area. So in the next 5 years, chat is really still in its infancy. If you go do a search somewhere, let's not just use the legal industry, but anywhere, you know, what percentage of websites are going to have chat? Very, very small, because it's just now starting to take hold. So we expect our growth to come from adding more products, adding more digital marketing companies to our portfolio, and continuing to grow. We have and also to add more integration with third-party systems. So I think I mentioned earlier, you know, we integrate with a lot of these CRM systems. I had a conversation recently with a company that offers platforms that do all kinds of analysis in the marketplace. So our integrating our chat function into all of those is going to continue to be something we'll do on a regular basis.
Yeah, and I also add, I think Jim touched on this, in terms of where we fit and how the landscape is changing, I think live chat is being adopted at a mass scale, and certainly in 5 years, I see consumers almost expecting websites to offer live chat, and because they expect that to be available. And we're primed to take advantage of that and have that offering for many small businesses, many law firms that aren't able to handle their own chats. And I also think in terms of our direction as a company, and I'm the director of marketing, I see really what our value proposition is not just live chat, but what we're really doing is helping our clients increase leads and conversion on their website. And so some of the things that Jim had mentioned in terms of exit pop-up and SMS texting abilities that we handle are all pointing at one major goal, is to help our end clients get more leads. And whether that's with live chat or not, I think certainly in 10, 15 years, we'll may have morphed into something else that helps our clients get more leads.
Well, this is some fascinating information today, guys. I know we here at Speakeasy are a big fan of what you all do. If someone would like more information and would like to maybe look into the services of Apex Chat, what is the best way to reach out to you guys?
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to give an offer for your listeners only, and we're going to create a special URL. It's try.apexchat.com/speakeasy. And what they'll see there is exclusive offer for your listeners, a waive setup fee, which typically is $300 to start our service.
Wow.
We're going to waive that to make it extremely easy for your listeners to give us a try.
That is awesome. That's an incredible offer. Well, I want to give a special thanks to my guests today, both Kenneth Lee of Apex Chat, as well as Jim. Thank you for joining us. Jim is the co-founder of Apex Chat, again, an industry leader in live chat services. Thank you, gentlemen, and please continue to keep us posted on all that is live chat and what we can expect in the future here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys. All right, have a good one.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.